Boris to G7, we must build back better in a more gender-neutral, more feminine way. By Jack Montgomery on June 12, 2021. Prime Minister Boris Johnson told fellow world leaders that they should be building back better in a more gender-neutral, perhaps more feminine way at a G7 roundtable. Fresh from comparing himself and 78-year-old U.S. President Joe Biden to Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt planning the reconstruction of a post-war world in 1941, Prime Minister Johnson reiterated his commitment to the Build Back Better agenda at what the BBC described as a fireside chat of world leaders in Cornwall in his wokest speech to date. "What the people of our countries now want us to focus on is beating the pandemic together and discussing how we'll never have a repeat of what we've seen, but also that we're building back better together, and building back greener, and building back fairer, and building back more equal, and in a more gender-neutral, and perhaps a more feminine way," said Johnson. How about that? The notionally conservative Johnson has been portrayed as a Trump-like leader of a hard-right government by many in the mainstream media, or hoped to be one by many ordinary conservative-leaning voters, but his woke pronouncements at the G7 are just the latest evidence that this has never really been the case. While Johnson has been prone to the odd politically incorrect remark in the past, and backed Brexit in the 2016 EU referendum, laden with much hesitation, he was previously a strong supporter of EU expansion, even arguing that the bloc should take in Turkey, a majority Muslim state located almost entirely within Asia Minor rather than Europe, to reunite the two halves of the Roman Empire, East and West. As mayor of London, he also skewed strongly left-liberal on some of the issues most important to British conservatives, for example by backing an amnesty for illegal aliens, a view he persisted with as Foreign and Commonwealth Secretary in the Theresa May administration, and which he initially continued to voice support for on becoming Prime Minister. He was also sharply critical of Donald Trump, despite the erroneous comparisons between the two, branding the American clearly out of his mind and unfit to hold the office of President of the United States when he suggested a temporary ban on Muslim immigration following a succession of radical Islamic terrorist attacks in Europe and the United States in 2015. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.